Joining me now is Rhonda McDaniel, chairwoman of the Republican National Committee. Chairwoman McDaniel, welcome back to Meet the Press. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Great to be with you.
Really appreciate it. Let's talk about Tuesday night. Let's talk big picture. Republicans say that they had a tough night on Tuesday, obviously losses in Ohio, Virginia, Kentucky. What do you say to Republicans who say you bear some responsibility for that and you're not the right person for this moment?
Well, I'm proud of the RNC, and I stand by what the RNC is doing. And some people don't understand what we do. We're a turnout machine, and actually it's going to look like more Republicans turned out in Virginia than Democrats. We actually turned out more Republicans than Democrats in Kentucky. We're not the messaging. That comes from the candidate, and that's up to them. But I'm very proud of our minority outreach that the RNC is doing, the 70 lawsuits we're in right now on election integrity, and our Bank Your Vote initiative. And I think it's instrumental in how we're going to win back the Senate, win the White House, and keep the House in 2024.
Thank you so much for having us. It was an honor.
Thank you.
To co-moderate that debate. We really appreciate it. Rhonda McDaniel, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Good to see you.
She's done, gang. It looks like Rhonda McDaniel's disastrous stint as chairman of the RNC is coming to an end. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you to think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. If you haven't done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, I want to prepare you for this Friday. At the end of this week, I've got some exciting news I'm going to be sharing with you. I've been working on it for some time now. And if you're on my email list, you'll read about the announcement even sooner. But I promise you, if you are a top fan of this channel, you don't want to miss this. You're going to absolutely love it. It does appear that the utterly insufferable loser, Rhonda McDaniel, is about to get the boot. It's being widely reported that President Trump's advisors are strongly urging him to fire Rhonda McDaniel, demand her resignation, in view of her demonstrable incompetency when it comes to winning elections. An incompetence that was dramatically called out over the weekend by Vivek Ramaswamy and the single-digit midget debate. Check it out.
Swamy, let me turn to you. Please make your case. Why should you be the nominee and not the former president?
I think there's something deeper going on in the Republican Party here, and I am upset about what happened last night. We've become a party of losers at the end of the day. It is a cancer in the Republican establishment. Let's speak the truth. I mean, since Rhonda McDaniel took over as chairwoman of the RNC in 2017, we have lost 2018, 2020, 2022, no red wave that never came. We got trounced last night in 2023. And I think that we have to have accountability in our party. For that matter, Ron, if you want to come on stage tonight, you want to look the GOP voters in the eye and tell them you resign, I will turn over my, yield my time to you. And frankly, look, the people there cheering for losing in the Republican Party. Think about who's moderating this debate. This should be Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, and Elon Musk. We'd have 10 times the viewership asking questions that GOP primary voters actually care about and bringing more people into our party. Do you think the Democrats, and we've got Kristen Welker here, do you think the Democrats would actually hire Greg Gutfeld to host a Democratic debate? They wouldn't do it.
Now, I'm sure you all saw that before. It was brilliant. Vivek was on the—he was really the only one on the stage who was actually speaking to Republican voters, right? Everybody else was speaking to their fledgling donors. Vivek said exactly what we'd all like to say. Rhonda McDaniel is a loser. All she's done since taking over the chair of the RNC is lose, and she needs to go. Now, if you don't know, Vivek has followed up that call for a resignation with a website, firerhonda.com. It's an online petition to gather signatures to force her out. I think it's brilliant. It's a perfect follow-up to that public call for her resignation. And now we're learning that Republicans literally came within just a few thousand votes to win both the Senate and the House of Delegates in the state of Virginia. But Rhonda McDaniel didn't give them the money they needed. Here's what she had to say.
You don't let people lie about you and let it go unanswered. Let it go unanswered. If somebody's spending $30 million against you and they're lying about you and say you won't give life-saving care for miscarriages or ectopic pregnancy, you better get on TV and tell them that that's the voters that that's a lie, or they think that's the truth. And our candidates have got to do this. You can walk and chew gum at the same time. You can go and say, this is where I stand. The Democrats are lying. And now let's talk about crime, schools, border, fentanyl, and national security.
I just want to clarify one quick thing, though. The RNC had no involvement in these elections in Virginia per Governor Youngkin's request.
We were told in the summer they didn't need us, that they had all the money and they were good. So that was the conversation.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah, and just one problem with that. Republican activist Scott Pressler said it's actually the case that McDaniel refused to help. The Republican Party of Virginia absolutely requested money from the RNC. Of course they did. But they were rejected. I mean, think about it, gang. Who would turn down free money from the RNC? Who would say, oh, no, we're good, please, keep your cash. I mean, it's preposterous, but that's precisely what this establishment shill, their controlled lackey, Romney McDaniel, she called, wants you to believe. You can hear her over and over again blaming others, blaming the candidates for her own failures, sticking it to you, the voter. But you know there's a way that you can stick it right back to Romney McDaniel and the establishment. It's just by clicking on the link below and learning how to use their own corruption against them. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Companies like BlackRock have been bribing corrupt politicians like Nancy Pelosi with insider trading secrets for decades now. They know a whole host of trading secrets that gives them an unfair advantage when picking stocks. But did you know that thanks to a little-known SEC database, well, guess what? We now have access to those very secrets as well. We get to see what stocks these corporate CEOs are buying up in real time and then piggyback on their trades to gain the same advantage for ourselves that Pelosi and the crooks in D.C. have. My friend Ross Givens has been tracking insider trading for years now, and his recommendations have led to investment returns of over 200%, some of it as high as nearly 1,500%. And now it's your turn. Click on that link below right now and learn how you too can learn to trade like Pelosi. Click on that link and learn how to gain an insider advantage for yourself today. After the disappointing midterms, J.D. Vance explained several reasons why voters loyal to Trump don't necessarily extend that loyalty to Republicans in general. And given the likes of Romney McDaniel and the shenanigans we see on a daily basis from Republicans, particularly in the McConnell-infested Senate, who can blame them? But what J.D. Vance highlighted for us was that there was a rising populist vote, the vote that's thoroughly pro-Trump. That vote is emphatically not pro-Republican. And this is absolutely key for us to get. With McDonnell at the helm, Republicans are learning the hard way that Trump's base is not the Republicans' base. Just because Trump wins a state or a county does not mean that a Republican is going to win that state or county. I mean, look at this from Ohio, a state that Trump won twice by 10 points. Biden is beating DeSantis. Ohio, a state that Trump won by 10 points, that has a Republican trifecta, where both the House and both houses of the state legislature are Republican, as well as the governor. That state right now is going to go blue if DeSantis is the nominee. Trump's base is not the Republicans' base. And this is precisely where we see Ronna McDaniel's failure. The Republican establishment that elected her live in a radically different cultural space than the Republican rank and file that make up the majority of their voters now, a majority of voters who are deeply distrustful of the Republican Party. Remember, Trump transformed the GOP into a majoritarian working class party. The states where presidential elections are now decided, states like Georgia, Wisconsin, Iowa, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan, they're all working class voter states. And no one commands the trust and loyalty of the working class like Trump. And what McDaniel has to do, and what she appears absolutely incapable of doing, is she has to build a bridge so as to bridge over the gap between the new GOP voter and the GOP establishment. Until then, until she does that, Republicans are going to continue to exemplify political schizophrenia, and they're never going to win an election when Trump isn't on the top of the ticket. They're going to have to completely turn their backs on the RINOs and their pro-open borders, pro-war establishment if they want to initiate Trump's base as their own. That's the single major task for the chairman of the RNC. And Ronna McDaniel has proven time and time again, she ain't up to the challenge. Hey, gang, I know what it's like to feel alone out there in these turbulent times, but I broke free. If you, too, have been looking for community with like-minded patriots who are serious about resisting globalism, building a parallel economy, and having intelligent and deep fellowship on a regular basis, then you've come to the right place. In my Courageous Patriot Insiders community, we're building a close-knit movement of, by, and for patriots who are breaking free from the outrage and despair cycles of the mainstream media and taking on the fight against globalism. Every week, I deep dive into the content I can't share on big tech and give you the cliff notes on the truth of how patriots just like you are building up their communities, starting patriot businesses, and fighting the woke in both public and private. All with a few history and political lessons from yours truly, of course. If you want to stop feeling alone as a patriot and stand together with this fast-growing community, be sure to click on the link in the description below. Don't wait. Join me and my Patriot Coalition today, and let's get fighting.